Sarge sailed out of port after the attacks. Investigators are still trying to verify a claim of responsibility from an al-Qaeda-linked group. The Israeli pullout from the Gaza Strip has been suspended now as army forces take a break for the Jewish Sabbath. 17 of Gaza's 21 settlements have been cleared. Army forces have started demolishing homes in the empty settlements. The Israeli army also began digging a series of trenches around empty settlements to stop Palestinian processions from entering. The withdrawal, they say, weeks ahead of schedule. Israel's Gaza commander says the remaining settlements there could be emptied out by Tuesday. The army, though, expected to remain in the area for several weeks, dismantling installations and homes before turning the territory over to the Palestinians. A bomb squad trying to determine what caused an explosion that rocked downtown San Francisco today. A woman injured, a clothing store caught fire in the blast. It began in an underground utility chamber. Apparently a transformer blew up. A fire department spokesman says authorities evacuated several blocks around a Ralph Lauren clothing store. A spokesman for Pacific Gas and Electric says there was no indication of a gas leak, but they can't exactly find out until they can get in there when the bomb squad finishes its investigation. The injured woman has been hospitalized. Coretta Scott King's family says they're expecting a full recovery after the widow of Martin Luther King Jr. suffered a minor heart attack and a major stroke this week. She's listed in fair condition at a hospital in Atlanta. Doctors say, though, she's going to require extensive therapy to regain her speech and the movement on her right side. A judge in Virginia has ordered one of the Washington area snipers to be extradited to Maryland for another trial. The judge rejected John Allen Muhammad's lawyer's arguments against extradition. He's on death row in Virginia for the conviction of a killing in Manassas. Maryland wants to try him in the killings of six people in the October 2002 wave of sniper shootings near the nation's capital. This is Air America Radio News.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Randy Rhodes.
And so, listen, I sympathize with Mrs. Sheehan.
It was hard work. She has a different opinion than people I hang with and stuff. You know, it's like the people I hang with, they're like, war's good. It's amazing. There's like people in this country. I never knew that. I thought it was just corporations. and Cheney.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. It is Friday. Aren't you glad? We have a weird program tonight.
Tonight?
We may do Uncle Mike's Story Corner. We have some music that I think you're going to like. One of the songs that was sent to us is a song about Cindy Sheehan. Who's the author of that song? Do you have it in front of you, Kathy?
It's David Rovick.
David Rovick?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play that tonight. We've only heard it one time. And just kind of ask your opinion of it. Also, George Bush singing Imagine. Yeah, it's his voice. You know, like the parody song that we have of Rush Limbaugh, I'm a Nazi, which is pieced together chunks of Limbaugh's actual verbiage. Well, this one is Bush singing John Lennon's Imagine. It was put together by a group in Australia, the waxaudio.com, and they're just they're pissed off. They're very, very, very pissed off, and they put this song together, and you've got to hear it. I mean, there's an unintended, or maybe it is intended, poignancy to this song. Sadness, whatever you want to call it, but hearing Bush singing Imagine, huh? We'll get to that tonight. When are we going to do that? A little bit later? All right.
It's all up to you.
And thanks to Sean at Metal Postcard for sending Imagine. Actually, they're titling it Imagine This, which I think is kind of cool. We're going to try to take a lot of phone calls tonight. 866-303-2270 is the number. And last night we had on the program a gentleman from Chicago who spoke on behalf of the Palestinians where it concerned the Israeli evacuation of Gaza. Our intent was to provide that point of view from the Jewish, Israeli Jewish side. Tonight, you even got a phone call today from Israel, didn't you?
Yeah, I tried all day to track down someone who could speak from the standpoint of someone who was opposed to the disengagement, and I was talking to people in Israel, where it's 5 in the morning, apparently, while right. We're on the air, and apparently, I mean, it was just impossible on a Friday afternoon to get a good person to speak on this issue. I talked to United Jewish Communities, I talked to the Israeli consulate. So, in the interest of balance, we did our best. We'll try to get somebody on next week, but I couldn't get anybody on tonight.
All right. Now, I wanted Kathy to explain that, because if I would have said it, I'm sure I would have gotten a bunch of emails, you know, saying, "You're a liar!" So, anyway, we will continue to make the effort to provide you with that point of view where it concerns the disengagement of the illegal settlements in Gaza. We'll try to provide. We will continue to make the effort. We'll do it on Monday. Hopefully Monday night we can have somebody on the program. Sid sent me an email that said, "I found that if you email Mike Gallagher, you start receiving emails from his supporters giving you a lot of grief. This is bizarre. Maybe you could mention it on your radio show. Thanks." All right, we just did. Yeah, somebody else emailed me basically the same thing, that if you write to this... this guy, Mike Gallagher, who he was the one that took the people to Camp Casey and they all started chanting, "We don't care." Gallagher is a real, just an awful, awful man. This is another one of these chicken hawks on the right. He has four adopted sons who are all military age, none of whom would ever consider going into the military. Nor did Gallagher himself. But he's really like so many of these right wing radio talk show hosts. He's not the kind of person that you'd feel comfortable with sitting next to in a theater or a diner or a hanging. You know, he's just another right-wing scum sucker. Just terrible, terrible. What else we got here tonight? Jim Loeb, writing for Interpress Service, brings up this issue of the tipping point. Has the tipping point in Iraq been reached, or on Iraq been reached? For those of you old enough to remember, the tipping point in Vietnam was the Tet Offensive. Do you remember that? Some of you remember that, 1968. And that's when Lyndon Johnson's approval of Lyndon Johnson's handling of the war in Vietnam sank to an all-time low for a wartime president, not as low as Bush's handling of the Iraq war. But the suggestion is made that this tipping point has been reached in Iraq. Support is disappearing. Even support in this filthy, degenerate Republican Party. A group of thugs unlike any I've ever seen in my lifetime who have had ample opportunity to resist what the psychopath in the White House has done and have refused to do so. Now, I know, I can say the same thing about the Democrats, because the Democrats, especially in the Senate, have displayed a cowardice that is astonishing to me where it concerns the Bush crime family. But the Republicans in the House and the Senate have been the chief enablers of this madman. And even they now, some of them, Chuck Hagel is one of them, Newt Gingrich, who is not in in government anymore, and who is the architect of an awful lot of vilification of our political system. Newt Gingrich did his best to destroy our system, replace it with one-party rule. All's fair in politics and in war and love and that sort of thing, right? No, that's not right. All is not fair. It isn't. When you have the power of media, it's no longer fair to just get out there and lie and distort and do what Limbaugh, the pig man, did, do what Newt Gingrich, a real megalomaniac, if ever one existed, what he did. No, it's not fair, and it's not right, and it's not just. It isn't. Should there be limits? Yeah, and you know what the limits should be? The truth. That's all. The truth. That's all. The truth. And the truth is as alien to Republicans and to those who are running this country now, whether it be in government or religion or media, the truth is as alien to them as Mars. It's nothing to them. Distortions, lies, subterfuge, misinformation, disinformation, and corruption. This is what the Republicans and the religious right have morphed into. You know it. I know it. There's no point in sitting here talking about it every night. And they know it. These vile bastards know it. You can't look in the mirror when you are lying constantly, whether you are lying about Jesus or lying about our system of government or lying about Iraq or lying about global warming or lying about pollution from mercury. You know, you can't look in the mirror and not be aware of the lies. Nobody is capable of that degree of self-delusion. Anyway, I digress. So it's starting to fall apart. The support, even within the Bush administration now, as Maureen Dowd quoted, one of the Bush thugs said to the Washington Post the other day, quote, "We are in a process, where it concerns Iraq, we are in a process of absorbing the factors of the situation we're in there and shedding the unreality that dominated at the beginning," end quote. What? Shedding the unreality that dominated at the beginning? This is what is infuriating to me, and I'm sure to you. We told these ugly bastards 3 years ago, didn't we? When we took to the streets in this country and all around the world, the peace movement took to the streets and said, no, this is not just, it's not right, it's not correct. Remember? And for the past 3 years, you and I have been telling these monsters in the they're toy monsters who have a lot of power at their disposal. We've been telling them over and over again, you're lying sons of bitches. You are utterly, absolutely lying. And now even within this disgusting, decrepit, immoral, corrupt administration, they're starting to realize the truth.
That dam is gonna break, and it'll wash you away. It'll wash you away. Yeah, one day soon, that dam is gonna break, and it'll wash you away. It'll wash you away.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Someone out there just beat a 17-year-old girl to death. Your job is to find him.
From the director of Batman Begins, an AMC network television premiere. Insomnia. Starring Al Pacino.
This guy crossed the line.
Hilary Swank.
You haven't been sleeping much, detective.
Robin Williams.
Have you seen things yet?
Three Academy Award winners. One network television premiere. Insomnia. Saturday, August 20th and Sunday, August 21st at 8 p.m. A perfect thriller, says USA Today. Insomnia.
You can sleep when you're dead.
Only on AMC. TV for movie people.
I'm Gianna Garrell. This is Air America Entertainment News. Director Wes Craven's new movie Red Eye opens today, and this time the director of Scream and Nightmare on Elm Street sets his thrills at 30,000 feet, setting the movie largely on a passenger jet. If that's too scary for you, you can stay safe at home instead and catch the return of Real Time with Bill Maher tonight at 11 on HBO. Or you can wait for The Bunker, a B-list horror movie that starts shooting in Miami today with a blind director. I'm Gianna Garrell for Air America Entertainment News.
Your glasses just aren't helping your eyes. I know that sounds harsh, but you probably know that from your own experience. Corrective lenses don't cure poor eyesight. In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-428-7070. That's 1-800-428-7070. 1-800-428-7070.
Hi, this is Gary Stanley. Usually I'm talking about sports, but today I want to talk about money. Not long ago, I was looking for a loan. I owned a home, pretty good credit. You can't believe the hassle for my bank. 6 weeks, endless paperwork, and then right at the closing, the bank tells me about thousands of dollars in extra fees. I walked out, and I called Equity Now. Equity Now approved my loan over the phone. I closed in 10 days. The rate I was quoted was the rate I got, no hidden fees. Equity Now gave me a great deal. If you're a homeowner and you want a loan for debt consolidation or any reason, call 1-800-692-LEND. Tell them Gary Stanley sent you.
Equity Now is a direct mortgage lender, not a broker. We don't arrange loans, we make loans. We write the checks. Call 1-800-692-LEND. Licensed mortgage banker, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Florida banking departments. Call 1-800-692-LEND.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
We're still at war. It's in our country's interest to find those who would do harm to us and get them out of harm's way. When no one gives a damn about the future of children, just building a cash flow, making a bank account, let us expose the truth. Is that what the war's about? Because I don't understand. But what kind of a man should have to sacrifice his life for an area of sin? All the turmoil's making my blood boil, because I don't want to see our people dying for oil. See the so-called media sway, don't believe in you the way I'm receiving you.
It's about 22 past the hour. The tipping point where it concerns Bush's murderous attack, murderous to us. You know, I was thinking about the kids. I'm going to call them kids. I have that right now that I've reached this age. The kids who signed up to be in the military for whatever reason. If you have listened to this program for a long time, you know that I am a strong supporter of the military. I also acknowledge that atrocities beyond belief have been committed sometimes by certain leaders in our military or of the history of this country and certain individuals. Yeah, I'm aware of that. I'm not so naive as to, you know, be just a knee-jerk, you know, I love the Army type. But I also understand the traditions, and I also understand that because we are human beings, and have not evolved to the point where war is not an option, that it's probably a good idea to have people who are willing to go through the training, put on the uniform, and occasionally fight. And I hate that. I hate that as much as I hate the fact that I own guns and know how to use them and will use them. But that's kind of the reality that we're dealt here in this time and this place. But I think about the young people who have joined the military in this disgusting, filthy age of Bush. I think about the young people who were so shocked by what happened on September 11, 2001 in this country that it resulted in so many of them saying, no, damn it, nobody's going to attack my country. And they signed up thinking that what they were signing up for was to track down the people who did this to their country, which turned out in so many instances, most instances, to be not the case. That the Bush crime family took that youthful insistence on defending this country and turned it into something sick and perverted by redirecting it toward the invasion of a country that had done nothing to us except exist and have the second largest reserves of oil on the planet. And for this, for taking that youthful determination to defend the country, and not even defend the country, to seek revenge, to avenge the country for the attack. Now, there is an element of naivety here that all of us can share in. We have perpetrated just that sort of horror and destruction and death on so many countries, so many people, so many societies. Oh, my God, we have. But to the kids who joined the United States military after 2001 and subsequent to that even, who were lied into it. Now, I'm not talking about these scum-sucking recruiters. May they all rot in hell. They're worse than used car salesmen. Sorry if you're just an expression, if you're a user. No, I'm not sorry. Used car salesmen suck, too. But the recruiters, the lies they told to get these young kids in. That's bad enough. But the overarching lies pumped into this society by the Bush crime family and their whores in media, like Limbaugh, like Hannity, like Savage, like Gallagher, like all of them. And that's heartbreaking. That's heartbreaking. And that takes us all the way back to not just Cindy Sheehan, but every single mother or father or husband or wife or daughter or son who has had to deal with the death of their family member in Iraq. Cindy Sheehan, simple question. What was the noble cause my son died for? Is more valid than anything I have heard asked of this corrupt criminal administration in the 5 years that has taken this country into the toilet. It is the most valid, simple, straightforward, honest question asked of these people. And what's the answer now? We're in a process of absorbing the factors of the situation we're in and shedding the unreality that dominated at the beginning. You son of a bitches. You filthy, filthy people. You have the audacity to say that now. With coming close to 1,900 families in this country that are suffering the terrible pain that'll never go away. Thousands of Iraqi families who have seen their children blown to pieces. You dirty bastards.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You've seen it in the newspapers, heard it on the radio, watched it on TV. The good news about Aleve. The good news about the strength and safety of Aleve. That just two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. No wonder Aleve is the number one pharmacist recommended pain reliever for the sixth year in a row. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Pharmacy Times survey among leading OTC oral medications for minor arthritis pain. Use as directed.
Nominated for two Emmy Awards, Real Time with Bill Maher returns this season to HBO. So spend your Friday nights with HBO's politically incorrect muse, Bill Maher, as he hosts more all-new season live editions of his acclaimed, controversial, cutting-edge HBO talk show, Real Time with Bill Maher. No subject is too tumultuous, taboo, or trivial for Maher and his guests. Don't miss Real Time with Bill Maher. Premieres every Friday at 11 p.m., 10 Central, beginning August 19, only on HBO.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. We're living in the age of BS. In politics, BS and spin have often been valued more than truth. But the Bush administration has taken it to new lows. Listening to this administration, it seems facts have ceased to matter entirely. Global warming? The vast scientific consensus is less important than what Exxon spin makers say. The war on terror? Going just fine, thank you. Karl Rove? Doesn't matter that Bush's brain exposed an undercover CIA agent for political payback. When folks dare to expose the spin, the right wing goes on the offensive. On this week's Mother Jones Radio, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman says, quote, "If you say 2 plus 2 equals 4, and that happens to be inconvenient for the Bush administration, then instantly you're a villain, a partisan hack, and probably corrupt," unquote. Hear more about it on this week's edition of Mother Jones Radio, archived online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
You've seen it in the newspapers, heard it on the radio, watched it on TV. The good news about Aleve. The good news about the strength and safety of Aleve. That just two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. No wonder Aleve is the number one pharmacist recommended pain reliever for the sixth year in a row. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Pharmacy Times survey among leading OTC oral medications for minor arthritis pain. Use as directed.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Are you tired of guessing when it comes to your ovulation cycle? Tired of using messy, expensive tests to determine your fertility period? Whether you're trying to get pregnant or not, Ovatel is for you. Ovatel is the first saliva-based ovulation test kit that doesn't use a battery. Ovatel is a clinically tested, non-invasive, reusable device that uses a small amount of saliva to detect your ovulation cycle. Determining your fertility period through a saliva test is 98% accurate with results in minutes. Ovatel is just as efficient as a urine test, but without the mess. Plus, one Ovatel device lasts a lifetime. Ovatel is your affordable, portable, no fuss, no mess, no nonsense, discreet solution to detecting your ovulation cycle. It's been used in Europe for years and is now available in the U.S. So take charge of your ovulation cycle and call Ovatel toll-free now.
Call now, 1-800-505-5849. That's 1-800-505-5849. 1-800-505-5849.
The Kyle Jason Show.
Phoebe Snow, I am just very happy that you're here.
My most favorite thing to talk about and the most important thing to me in the world is talking to young artists who are coming up. Don't let anybody change musically what you're doing. If you believe in what you're doing and you know that you're on the right track in your heart, if you're in love with music, don't lose that. That's the most important thing.
The Kyle Jason Show on Air America Radio.
You want a scavenger hunt for terror.
A scavenger hunt for terror. Wow. In Maureen Dowd's column yesterday, or a couple of days ago, she quotes the Washington Post, in the Washington Post, a Bush crime family official saying, "We are in a process of absorbing the factors of the situation we're in," referring to Iraq, "and shedding the unreality that dominated at the beginning." And then Maureen writes, "They had better start absorbing and shredding a lot faster before many more American kids die. And they had better tell the boy in the bubble, who continues to dwell in delusion, hailing the fights and delays on the Iraqi Constitution as a, quote, tribute to democracy," end quote. The president's peddling as fast as he can, but he's going nowhere. All right, this is from our friends in Australia. Sean sent this from Metal Postcard, and this is actually George Bush singing John Lennon's Imagine, and they are titling it Imagine This. So if try to capture this. If you don't get this, you can download it from either White Rose or Air America Place. But this is interesting. And again, when I first heard this, I thought, you know, there's either an unintended or a deliberately intended poignancy to this song. When I listened to it the first time, I got a combination of anger and sadness, which is not a good combination. What, we can't play it now after that setup? Wait. All right, we're having a technical problem with Kathy's computer. So, but we will play it momentarily. Why do we have technical problems on this program? You know, we shouldn't have them. We really shouldn't. Then there's this. Let me toss this into the mix. A former U.S. Marine. Now, this is reported on Channel 13 in Rochester, New York, among other places. I think we mentioned this a few weeks ago. I don't know why all of a sudden this is surfacing again, but this is from their newscast just the other day. And it says, a former U.S. Marine who participated in capturing ousted Iraqi President Saddam Hussein said the public version of his capture was fabricated. Former Sergeant Nadim Abu Rabah, of Lebanese descent, was quoted in the Saudi daily Al-Madina Wednesday as saying Saddam was actually captured Friday, December 12th, and not the day after, as announced by the U.S. Army. He went on to say, I was among the 20-man unit, including eight of us of Arab descent, who searched for Saddam for 3 days in the area of Duar near Tikrit, and we found him in a modest home in a small village and not in a hole, as announced. We captured him after fierce resistance, during which a U.S. Marine of Sudanese origin was killed. This former Marine then went on to say, Saddam himself fired at them with a gun from the window of a room on the second floor. Then the Arab speakers in this Marine platoon or unit shouted at him in Arabic, you have to surrender, there is no point of resisting. The Marine says later on a military production team fabricated the film of Saddam's capture in a hole, which was in fact a deserted well. Now, where is it? Is that reported on Al Jazeera? No, it's reported on Channel 13 in Rochester, New York. So, again, take it with as many grains of salt as you want to, but keep in mind all the other lies and filth and degeneracy this corrupt administration has dumped into the airwaves of this country in order to sell and continue to sell their filthy little war. You ready now? George W. Bush, Imagine This. Let's do it.
One, two, three, four. Imagine. There's no heaven. It's easy. If you try. No hell. Below us. And above us, only sky. Imagine. All the people. Living. Countries. It is not hard to do. Nothing to kill or die. And no religion, too. It's a good idea. Imagine all the people, living side by side. Peace. You can say, I'm a dreamer.
but I'm not the only one. And I hope someday you'll join me, and the world will live as one, two, three, four, no possessions. I wonder, if you can. No need for greed or hunger, Brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. Imagine. Thank you very much. Peace. Strive for peace. Let's come together.
One, two, three, four.
Imagine. All I'm saying is give peace a chance.
Isn't that heartbreaking? That's what I say. I'm not sure of what warpaudio.com in Australia, what they had in mind, but it damn sure is effective. Right? Thanks to Sean of Metal Postcard for sending this up to the Northern Hemisphere here. Isn't that the George W. Bush that we kind of all wish we had? In fact, any president. Who could relate to what that song says. Oh, damn. Now I feel awful. Now I just... Can we put on a best of and let's go home? That just absolutely destroyed me. Now, the first time when Kathy and I sat here in the studio and played that earlier today, it didn't have the effect on me that it just had. Oh, well. If you want to get a copy of that, I think all you have to do is... go to waxaudio.com.au. Wax Audio. I said Warp Audio earlier. It's not. It's Wax Audio. Waxaudio.com.au. And look around for it. It's called Imagine This. All right. Let's take some phone calls, as promised. Let's start with the Nino, who's calling in from Chicago. Hey, Nino, welcome to the program.
Sensei Mike, are you?
Hey, Nino, what's up? What's up?
We meet again. I'm so glad to catch up with you, man.
I hear you. Hey, Nino, hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. We got a break here. I'll be back. We'll talk. Stay with us. This is Air America.
I realized we'd get the trifecta.
Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion to. Imagine all the people
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Someone out there just beat a 17-year-old girl to death. Your job is to find him.
From the director of Batman Begins, an AMC network television premiere.
Insomnia.
Starring Al Pacino.
This guy crossed the line.
Hilary Swank.
You haven't been sleeping much, detective.
Robin Williams.
Have you seen things yet?
Three Academy Award winners. One network television premiere.
Insomnia.
Saturday, August 20th and Sunday, August 21st at 8 p.m. A perfect thriller, says USA Today.
Insomnia.
You can sleep when you're dead.
Only on AMC. TV for movie people.
I'm Gianna Garrell. This is Air America Entertainment News. Director Wes Craven's new movie Red Eye opens today, and this time the director of Scream and Nightmare on Elm Street sets his thrills at 30,000 feet, setting the movie largely on a passenger jet. If that's too scary for you, you can stay safe at home instead and catch the return of Real Time with Bill Maher tonight at 11 on HBO. Or you can wait for The Bunker, a B-list horror movie that starts shooting in Miami today with a blind director. I'm Gianna Garrell for Air America Entertainment News.
Hi, is this Geico Auto Insurance?
Yes, it is. May I help you?
All right, help me out here. I understand that you could save me $200, $300, $400 on car insurance.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's the catch?
Catch?
Yeah, you know, what am I giving up to save all that money? It's got to be a catch, right?
Oh, no, absolutely nothing. At Geico, we're known for our service.
Right.
In fact, our customer satisfaction stands at 97%.
No, I've heard that, but work with me here. Now, what am I giving up? You thought of something, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't have a secretary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so when you call, you talk directly to a car insurance specialist.
Okay, so you don't have a secretary.
Yeah.
That's it, huh? Okay, I can live with that.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Call 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Better than Botox? Now you can decide for free. Hydroderm helps you finally do something about the number one reason why you get wrinkles. You get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen at home. Hydroderm is a patented, fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum that delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-900-8902. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydroderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. In fact, Hydroderm cuts wrinkle length and width in half. With Hydroderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. So, is it better than Botox? Now you can decide for free. To try Hydroderm for free, call 1-800-900-8902. That's 1-800-900-8902. Call now before this risk-free offer expires. 1-800-900-8902.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
It's about 10 before the hour. Back to Nino, who's called in from Chicago. One of our old wrecking crew from years gone by. Nino, are you there?
I am here, Sensei Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
First of all, I'd like to start off by saying, you can tell every convict that I have first dibs on March. I have first dibs on March. We go way back, and hey, I've had a crush on her since WLS days.
I know that's the truth, Grasshopper. I understand.
So, if anybody's going to date March, it's going to be me.
I hear you.
Secondly, I want to tell you about my new name. I've changed my name, and I want to, you know, have respect. My new name is Nino Malloy Galloway Vidal, and I want to be referred to as Nino Malloy Galloway Vidal.
Grasshopper, we cannot allow these things to happen. Your name was bestowed upon you by your parents, Grasshopper.
Well, you're my spiritual father, okay? Like it or not, I have adopted you, whether you want to adopt me.
You're cracking me up, Nino. Come on, man.
And so, but seriously, what I call to talk about was, is there anybody who still believes in Bush's competency as a president? I mean, especially after the way that Mrs. Sheehan was treated. I mean, that was just, I mean, as we say in the streets, that was nigga low. And as an African-American, I can say that was just so disrespectful. I mean, all she wants is to know, you know, what did her son die for? She has that right. And they can't even come to her and respect this woman. I mean, she's going through some serious grief. And if you, I mean, what I saw was it's that same old illness that allowed black people to be strung up from trees.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's affecting, you know, middle-class white folks. And I've always said that if we didn't kill this illness, if we didn't treat it and find out why it happens, that's exactly what it's going to do. It's going to consume all of us.
That's
we
right.
all have to realize that. We're as good as the weakest link in the chain. Like it or not, we are all part of the same experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, man, it just, it really tore me apart to see her just, I mean, it's just like she just wants to know. She just wants to know. She needs some closure, some comfort. And this demon, George W. Beast, can't give her, you know, he can't even give her the time of day. And I hate that. I really do hate that.
Let me ask something. You know, who, excuse me. What offends you more, Bush's failure to respond to Cindy Sheehan, or the attack now that has become full-throated and a screaming reaction from right-wingers, whether they are on the religious right or the political right, or especially these right-wing animals that exist in talk radio? Which offends you more, Bush or this gang on the right?
As it relates to George W. Beast, I don't call him Bush, he's George W. Beast.
Okay, Beast.
And the Beast stands for wicked. What offends me more is the Ann Coulters, the Rush Limbaughs, the David Horowitz, how they're trying to attack this lady. I wish they would just fall back. I don't have much faith in Bush anyway, because I understand he's never had to be smart, so that's why he's so dumb.
That's kind of what I'm talking about. Is Bush, you expect this. You expect George W. Bush to not be able to connect on any level to what Cindy Sheehan is there for. So it's just one more nail in the coffin, so to speak, one more affirmation that this guy is really some kind of a punk. So, but I didn't expect the attack against her that is coming from people who are so willing to commit other people's lives to war and death and destruction, but not their own or their family members. I didn't expect this kind of an attack. It's a shock, and it makes me ashamed once again to be an American. I am just deeply ashamed.
It really is kind of mind-boggling, and when you stop and think that these are the people who love the embryo so much, they just care about the embryo and all the poor embryo, but yet they would go and attack a mother who has lost her son. I don't know if that's her only child, but whether it is or not, I mean, it's just, man, it just makes me cringe to know that she's being attacked like that. You know, and once again, I like to tell, because I tell people this all the time, and I have to speak to my white brothers and sisters, and I have to say, if you still believe in George Beast's competency as a president, then to me, you're just as stupid as the next blonde who wants to still date O.J. Seriously.
Oh, God. Oh, that's cold. So maybe, that's cold.
So maybe if we let them know just how, see, because I'm from the streets, so I speak, you know, very from the streets.
I know you do.
Maybe we have to speak to them from that area, because they don't seem to get when, you know, sometimes I think, as articulate as you are, I think sometimes the idiots that you're facing, you're speaking over their head. So maybe that will get them to understand that, you know, I still believe, I will say that if you believe in George Bush on any level that he's going to get Social Security taken care of, then you're just as dumb as those Negroes that you said who believed in O.J.'s innocence.
I hear you.
You know, and it just really ticks me off. Now, before I go, I want to frame another word for you.
Because can you do it in 20 seconds?
I can do it in 20 seconds.
Go ahead.
When you talk about these Christians, I want you to refer to them as hip-hop Christians.
Hip-hop Christians.
No, not hip-hop. Like you're going to say hypocrisy.
Hip-hop Christians.
Right.
Hip-hop
that's
Christians.
That's what they are.
All right, I can do that.
From
all
the
right.
Creflo, give me your dollars to the TV fakes and all of them. I hate every last one of them.
I hear you.
I are twins when it comes to that.
I hear you.
Can't stand them.
Nino, it's good to hear from you.
Great to hear from you. I saw Molly. She's gorgeous. I love Kathy. I love you. You guys, you know, just, hey, hang in there. Keep the struggle on, brother.
We'll do it.
We're going to win.
We'll do it, Nino. Thanks a lot. Thanks for checking in.
Okay, love you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Back in the days of the dojo, back in the days of busting boards and learning how to work our way up to that black belt.
You got to get your brother to stop calling the show.
That's not my brother. That's my brother.
There's another brother we're going to talk to when we come back, Brother Scott.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
Allergies? Here, try the Allivert experience.
What's that?
It starts when Allivert dissolves fast on your tongue without water, and you know non-drowsy allergy relief is on its way.
Wow, that dissolves fast.
That's the Allivert experience.
Try it yourself. Experience Allivert free with mail-in rebate. Use as directed. Rebate for free 6-count or 650 off other sizes. Exclude sales tax and postage. Purchase valid 7/15 through 9/18/05. Void where prohibited. Details at participating retailers or Allivert.com.
It's a scorching hot day. Imagine being trapped in a parked car. The temperature inside is rising. Now imagine that you're wearing a fur coat. Leaving your dog in a hot car is not only uncomfortable, it's dangerous. If it's too hot for you, it's far worse for him because, unlike us, he can't perspire to cool down. And within minutes, the temperature, even with the windows down a little, can exceed 100 degrees. So on warm days, please be kind. Leave your dog safely at home.
For more information, contact PETA, 757-622-PETA.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Negotiators trying to hammer out Iraq's new constitution running up against another deadline. No sign of progress. They're supposed to come up with a document by Monday night or risk having Parliament dissolve and having to start the political process all over again. If they are able to reach an agreement, the constitution would be subject to a nationwide vote in October, with elections for a new Iraqi government to follow in December. Sunni Arabs are still opposed to a federal plan that would give more regional power to Shiites and Kurds. More than 1,000 demonstrators demanding a strong central government rallied in the city of Bakuba, northeast of Baghdad today. Other protests also planned in Baghdad. A combat stress unit is returning to Iraq to treat soldiers for psychological wounds. The 883rd Medical Company out of Massachusetts treats the kinds of wounds you can't see, wounds that can be just as damaging as physical injuries, though. The combat stress control unit offers counseling and advice. This is the company's second deployment to Iraq. The psychological harm caused by the war is getting special attention after an incident in Lawrence, Massachusetts last weekend in which a U.S. Marine just returned from Iraq opened fire on a group of partiers outside his apartment. At least one study estimated 13% of soldiers in Iraq have mental health problems. Supreme Court nominee John Roberts' views on women's rights being called very troubling. Judith Applebaum of the National Women's Law Center reacting to some of Roberts' writings on documents released by the government. They show Roberts disparaged state efforts to combat discrimination against women. He wondered in the writings whether, quote, encouraging homemakers to become lawyers contributes to the common good. The head of the National Partnership for Women and Families says the writings are cause for grave concern. Deborah Ness says Roberts' record, quote, poses serious threats to the gains women have made. A former White House advisor named the U.S. envoy in charge of promoting human rights in North Korea. The appointment of Jay Lefkowitz comes as negotiations in Beijing prepare to resume talks on North Korea's nuclear program. The Bush administration hoping those talks will persuade them to scrap efforts to build atomic bombs. Lefkowitz, a former domestic policy chief, his new position mandated by Congress under heavy pressure from religious conservatives who say freedom of speech and worship are routinely trampled in North Korea. A jury found pharmaceutical giant Merck liable for the death of a Texas man who took the painkiller Vioxx. Jurors in Angleton, Texas, awarded the widow of Robert Ernst more than $250 million in damages. Merck says it will appeal. Jurors rejected Merck's argument that Ernst died of clogged arteries rather than a Vioxx-induced heart attack. This is Air America Radio News.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
If you're self-employed or you run a business of any kind and you want a guaranteed way to save money on your taxes, you need to listen to this. We're offering a free 60-minute CD right now explaining all the details. The program is called Tax Loopholes of the Rich. I called, got the free CD, and listened to it. Then I signed up for some of their other programs they offer, and after one consultation, learned some new legal ideas that saved me about $10,000 on my tax bill. And we're just getting started. The CD is free. All we ask is that you pay $4.95 to cover shipping and handling. So call right now. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231. Tax loopholes of the rich can save smart business owners and the self-employed thousands of dollars on their taxes. So call right now for the free CD. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
EcoTalk. I'm Betsy Rosenberg.
And I'm Johnny Steele.
Of EcoTalk on Air America Radio, our program covers everything you wanted to know about planet protection, from the practical to the political, but didn't know where to ask. We interview authors, activists, green business leaders, scientific experts, and occasionally ordinary folks who are making an extraordinary environmental difference.
From reuse to renewable energy, from climate change to computer recycling.
Your home for eco-health
and eco-humor.
EcoTalk.
On Air America Radio.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. This just in, as the debate over the teaching of evolution in public schools continues, a new controversy over the science curriculum has popped up this week in Kansas. Scientists from what is called the Evangelical Center for Faith-Based Reasoning are now asserting that the long-held theory of gravity is flawed, and they have responded to it with a new theory of intelligent falling. Intelligent falling. Gabriel Burdett, who holds degrees in education, applied scripture, and physics from Oral Roberts University, said, quote, "Things fall not because they are acted upon by some gravitational force, but because a higher intelligence, God, if you will, is pushing them down." He added, gravity, which is taught to our children as a law, is founded on great gaps in understanding. The laws predict the mutual force between all bodies of mass, but they cannot explain that force. Isaac Newton himself said, "I suspect that my theories may all depend upon a force for which philosophers have searched all of nature in vain." And of course, Dr. Gabriel Burdett says, he is alluding to a higher power. Says here, founded in 1987, the Evangelical Center for Faith-Based Reasoning is the world's leading institution of evangelical physics, a branch of physics based on literal interpretation of the Bible. According to one of their papers published simultaneously this week in the International Journal of Science and the adolescent magazine God's Word for Teens, there are many phenomena that cannot be explained by secular gravity alone, including such mysteries as how angels fly, how Jesus ascended into heaven, and how Satan fell when cast out of paradise. The Evangelical Center, in conjunction with the Christian Coalition and other Christian conservative action groups, is calling for public school curriculums to give equal time to the intelligent falling theory. They insist they're not asking that the theory of gravity be banned from schools, but only that students be offered both sides of the issue, quote, so they can make an informed decision, end quote. Dr. Burnett says, we just want the best possible education for Kansas's kids. Now, proponents of intelligent falling assert that the different theories used by secular physicists to explain gravity are not internally consistent. Even critics of intelligent falling admit that Einstein's ideas about gravity are mathematically irreconcilable with quantum mechanics. And this fact, intelligent falling proponents say, proves that gravity is a theory in crisis. A senior fellow with the Evangelical Center, Gregory Lunsden, is quoted as saying, let's take a look at the evidence. In Matthew 15:14, Jesus says, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Now, he says nothing about some gravity making them fall, just that they will fall. And then in Job 5:7 we read, but mankind is born to trouble as surely as sparks fly upward. Okay, if gravity is pulling everything down, why do the sparks fly upward with great surety? This clearly indicates that a conscious intelligence governs all falling, says Mr. Lunsden. Critics of intelligent falling point out that gravity is a provable law based on empirical observations of natural phenomena. Evangelical physicists, however, insist that there's no conflict between Newton's mathematics and Holy Scripture. Dr. Ellen Carson, a leading intelligent falling expert known for her work with the Kansas Youth Ministry, says, quote, "Closed-minded gravitists cannot find a way to make Einstein's general relativity match up with the subatomic quantum world. They've been trying to do it for the better part of a century now. Despite all their empirical observations and carefully compiled data, they still don't know how," end quote. She added, "Traditional scientists admit that they cannot explain how gravitation is supposed to work. What the gravity agenda scientists need to realize is that gravity waves and gravitons are just secular words for God can do whatever he wants." Some evangelical physicists propose that intelligent falling provides an elegant solution to the central problem of modern physics. Dr. Burdett said, "Anti-falling physicists have been theorizing for decades about the electromagnetic force, the weak nuclear force, the strong nuclear force, and the so-called force of gravity. And they tilt their findings toward trying to unite them into one force. But readers of the Bible have already known for millennia what this one unified force is. His name is Jesus." Every time I read intelligent falling, I get an image of man or monkey trying to stay balanced on some kind of vehicle, you know, a bicycle, a Segway, Cheney's back. So there you have it, truth seekers. Like I said, just in, it's the other side of the idea that gravity, the theory of gravity, which is nothing more than a theory. It cannot be explained yet. Not really. I mean, it can be explained using mathematical models, but it can't be explained purely, simply, empirically on its own. So it's a theory. It's a theory of gravity. So here's the other side, the theory of intelligent falling. And before we go back to your phone calls, last topic here. You know, why do Republicans really hate women? They bully mothers who lose their children in war. They're opposed to women's rights, including the right to choose an abortion if a woman wants one. Santorum likes them barefoot and pregnant. And would-be Supreme Court Justice John Roberts wants them in the kitchen and out of the closet. Out of the kitchen, out of the colleges. This is from the Associated Press yesterday. Supreme Court nominee John Roberts disparaged state efforts to combat discrimination against women in Reagan-era documents made public Thursday and wondered whether, quote, encouraging homemakers to become lawyers contributes to the common good, end quote. It's astonishing. You can find this at commondreams.org. This John Roberts, if he's not opposed by every single Democrat, then all your suspicions about Senate Democrats are absolutely correct and true. They are cowardly, spineless, and they are willing to confirm to the highest court in the land a nutcase like this John Roberts. He also, as a young White House lawyer, Roberts also expressed support for a national ID card way back in 1983. He thought it was a good idea. Now, these documents were released in the past few days to show Roberts held a robust view of presidential powers under the Constitution. He wrote in 1985, "I am institutionally disposed against adopting a limited reading of a statute conferring power on the president." In other words, he thinks a presidency should be imperial. It says here, taken as a whole, the material released Thursday reinforced the well-established image of Roberts as a young lawyer whose views on abortion, affirmative action, school prayer, and more were in harmony with the conservative president he served. In one memo, he referred favorably to efforts to, quote, defund the left, end quote. It just goes on and on. Isn't his wife a lawyer? He believes that women should keep their round asses at home and stay out of the professions. I wonder if Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton are going to vote to affirm this man's nomination, huh? You think?
Sure makes you wonder what Sandra Day O'Connor would think of that.
Yeah, it does.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Nominated for 2 Emmy Awards, Real Time with Bill Maher returns this season to HBO. So spend your Friday nights with HBO's politically incorrect muse, Bill Maher, as he hosts more all-new season live editions of his acclaimed, controversial, cutting-edge HBO talk show, Real Time with Bill Maher. No subject is too tumultuous, taboo, or trivial for Maher and his guests. Don't miss Real Time with Bill Maher. Premieres every Friday at 11 p.m., 10 Central, beginning August 19, only on HBO.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Civic Center.
Wondering if I can enter the demolition derby this Sunday?
You've done the demo circuit before?
Lord, no. But, see, I drive a new Volkswagen Jetta, and it got the top overall crash rating in its class from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
You want to crash your new Jetta?
Small price for victory when you're Iron Horse.
We already got an Iron Horse.
Oh, then I shall be Evil Iron Horse. It'll be Iron Horse versus Evil Iron Horse.
You realize you'll be up against 30 professional stunt drivers trying to destroy you and your car.
Evil Iron Horse.
The new Volkswagen Jetta. Awarded top overall crash rating in its class by the IIHS. Lease a 2005 new Jetta Value Edition for just $199 a month.
36-month lease, 1844 required signing, excludes taxes, license, other options, and daily charges. Supply permitted. Offer ends September 6, 2005. See your dealer or call 1-800-DRIVE-EW for details. IIHS ratings available 2005.
Test drive a Jetta at your local Tri-State Volkswagen dealer today.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl.
Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus, and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus, and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free, and that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-250-7998 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-250-7998. 800-250-7998. Call Velos right now. 800-250-7998.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Oh, my God! You mean it's not true? Oh, no! You mean it was in The Onion? Well, I thought I was reading something that was real! Oh, Jesus, I got suckered on that one, didn't I?
Stop it. Stop it.
What the hell is wrong with some of you people? I've gotten 15 emails in here telling me that this was really a parody piece. Oh, really? Jesus! Katha, you have to clue me in on this stuff.
Come on, let's cut him some slack. It's Friday.
Oh, Kathy, for Christ's sake, do the people who listen to this program think I am that... Oh, listen to this. This is just one. I'm not going to call a person's name. I'm listening to Mike Malloy read an article from The Onion, which is a, quote, parody, close quote, news site. He's taking the article on gravity and intelligence falling seriously, and it's making him look foolish. I realize the right-wing fanatics say things so ridiculous that it's hard to sort out what's serious from farce, but I need you guys to try a little harder. Well, no, I no. It's to my benefit that I guess that I can do something that convincing that I have 8, 10, 12, 14 people, 20 people email to tell me that, Mike, please, it's really a parody.
Talk about falling intelligence. I remember when you were on a WLS in Chicago and you read a parody about pocket puppies. Genetically engineered puppies.
Oh, we made that up.
Okay, but genetically engineered puppies that were so tiny
they fit in your pocket,
that they would
yeah.
fit in your pocket, and you know they.
How many we got? We got
thimble.
Like a...
The switchboard crashed with people trying to get a pocket puppy.
I know this was before email was used so completely in talk radio, and they were just overwhelmed.
So my point is, I think maybe this audience is not quite as used to your historic use of parodies such as that occasionally on the program. That's all. Falling intelligence.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Kathy. All right, back to phone calls here. Ken is calling from Idaho. Ken, welcome to the program.
Mike.
Hey, Ken.
Glad to be on your show.
My pleasure.
About an hour and a half ago, I had 5 helicopters fly by my house.
Oh, you got to stop growing that reefer.
No, it's President Bush is coming to visit.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, and they're going to fly. They're just doing a dry run, I assume. And I can't really think of anything more eloquent to do than run down to the beach and moon him when he flies over. but also, there's going to be a vigil up in Donnelly, which is a little tiny town, and where our whole valley is being changed by this big resort that President Bush is going to. He's going to go ride his mountain bike.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Well, wait, he's taking a vacation from his vacation?
He's taking a vacation. He's probably...
Well, that's because he's a... Yeah, you know why. This cowardly little bastard can't fathom the idea of facing one bereaved mother whose son was murdered by him and his policies. So he's running up to Idaho to ride his bike, huh?
Yep, and he's going to go fishing, from my understanding.
Oh, he's going to go fishing! Oh, goody!
But get this. I work with some people that know this, and they're going to go especially stock a stream with rainbow trout for him and block off the stream so that they can't get out of the section of river that they're
now,
stocking.
Well, now, Cheney does that. Cheney likes to go, quote, hunting, unquote, with Scalia, where they hunt pheasants and doves, and they hunt them in a place where the birds, you know, they first of all they use bait, but even beyond that, the people who provide this hunting preserve break the wings, at least one wing on one of these birds, so they can't really fly. So then these pigs can shoot them dead. Now I remember the last time, it was last fall, I believe, or maybe fall a year ago. When Cheney came walking out of the woods, and there were reporters there, and he had just bag after bag after bag of these dead pheasants. You know, these people are murderous vampires, and I'm not surprised that they're going to stock a stream for bush and fence it off. Probably have electric shocks at both ends of the stream, so
probably.
If the fish try to get away, they'll find their genitals attached to an electrode.
Yeah. A friend of mine used to be a hunting guide over in Wyoming, near Jackson.
Yeah.
And he took out Cheney and James Baker. And he, when he described it to me, he just said that James Baker has the most foul mouth jokes that he's ever heard. The really offensive, disgusting jokes. Which, I mean, it just fits with these people.
It does indeed. It does indeed. Ken, thanks for checking in, pal. Watch out for the helicopters. You might want to stay indoors for a few days, all right?
Yeah, well, hopefully I don't get shot.
Yeah, take care. Thanks for checking in. All right. The Crawford Coward takes a vacation from his vacation to avoid Cindy Sheehan. Oh, that's so George Bush.
By a shady, weighty pool, gone fishing, out of work, and out of school, I don't want to.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Someone out there just beat a 17-year-old girl to death. Your job is to find him.
From the director of Batman Begins, an AMC network television premiere,
Insomnia,
starring Al Pacino.
This guy crossed the line.
Hilary Swank.
You haven't been sleeping much, Detective.
Robin Williams.
Have you seen things yet?
Three Academy Award winners, one network television premiere,
Insomnia.
Saturday, August 20th and Sunday, August 21st at 8 p.m. A perfect thriller, says USA Today. Insomnia.
You can sleep when you're dead.
Only on AMC. TV for movie people.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. We're living in the age of BS. In politics, BS and spin have often been valued more than truth. But the Bush administration has taken it to new lows. Listening to this administration, it seems facts have ceased to matter entirely. Global warming? The vast scientific consensus is less important than what Exxon spin makers say. The war on terror? Going just fine, thank you. Karl Rove. Doesn't matter that Bush's brain exposed an undercover CIA agent for political payback. When folks dare to expose the spin, the right wing goes on the offensive. On this week's Mother Jones Radio, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman says, quote, "If you say 2 + 2 = 4, and that happens to be inconvenient for the Bush administration, then instantly you're a villain, a partisan hack, and probably corrupt," unquote. Hear more about it on this week's edition of Mother Jones Radio, archived online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
You've seen it in the newspapers, heard it on the radio, watched it on TV. The good news about Aleve. The good news about the strength and safety of Aleve. That just 2 Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. No wonder Aleve is the number one pharmacist recommended pain reliever for the 6th year in a row. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Pharmacy Times survey among leading OTC oral medications for minor arthritis pain. Use as directed.
please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-494-0890. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Call 800-494-0890 for a list of foreclosed homes and properties. We currently have over 30,000 foreclosures in our database. I repeat, this is a public announcement. Government and private bank foreclosures are being liquidated now. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Huge inventory of foreclosed homes and properties. Call CRN for your foreclosure list at 800-494-0890. That's 800-494-0890.
I'm worried that there are things that are going to burn me.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
Open house, that's somebody else's job.
I figured I could sell it on my own to save a little bit of money.
I don't even know enough to know that I don't know.
The first thing we did was call a realtor.
As soon as I saw that realtor arc, he put me right at ease.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you need some help. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
For sale by owner, but not by this owner.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Hi, this is Gary Stanley. Usually I'm talking about sports, but today I want to talk about money. Not long ago, I was looking for a loan. I owned a home, pretty good credit. You can't believe the hassle for my bank. 6 weeks, endless paperwork, and then right at the closing, the bank tells me about thousands of dollars in extra fees. I walked out, and I called Equity Now. Equity Now approved my loan over the phone. I closed in 10 days. The rate I was quoted was the rate I got, no hidden fees. Equity Now gave me a great deal. If you're a homeowner and you want a loan for debt consolidation or any reason, call 1-800-692-LEND. Tell them Gary Stanley sent you.
Equity Now is a direct mortgage lender, not a broker. We don't arrange loans, we make loans. We write the checks. Call 1-800-692-LEND. Licensed mortgage banker, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Florida banking departments. Call 1-800-692-LEND.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Jerry Springer.
If you recognize that anything that happens in the world is because of everything else that happened, I mean, that's true. You change one thing and the whole world is different. You know, you wonder, are you going to make a difference in life? Are we going to make a difference in life? Every single thing you do every single day has an impact on what the rest of the world will be like. You touch another person who touches another person who touches another person.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
Everyone who considered him a coward of the county.
I love to go walking out there, seeing the cows. Occasionally they talk to me.
His mama named him Tommy. The folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old. Daddy died in prison.
I wonder why you played that song, Kathy. 25 before the hour. All right. Welcome back. Who's... Oh, my God. It's Brother Sky Blue checking in from Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, please, dear God, make sure he had his battery charged. Hey, Brother Sky, welcome to the program.
My God, Mike, it's 105 degrees in the shade. The river is so, Mississippi River is so low you can walk across. The air is so polluted, I can barely breathe. Like Jesus said it at the last days in the end times. He said the sun would turn dark and the moon would turn to blood.
Lord,
Mike, you know, Cindy's poor Miss Sheehan, she gave in, her mother had that stroke, but you know, she's just a mother. And what, they had a special on one of the cable news shows this evening about her son that showed his little face. He looks like his puffy face little mother. And one thing she did, she brought attention to her son, them wolves, them political journalist wolves like Christopher Hitchens.
He's awful. He's awful.
Well, you know, John Lennon talked about imagine there's no heaven. There's heaven, Mike. You liberals like to deny the power of religion and spirits, a lot of spiritual things sometimes, but, you know, that's the kind of heaven you're going to. Yeah, you political journalists, you're going to be up there debating in heaven with old Christopher Hitchens.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what you love. You know, talk about de-evolution, this mind of these guys like this BTK killer, you know. They've degenerated, their minds are degenerate. I'd like to talk about de-evolution.
All right.
And, these fundamentalist Christians, they like to watch this Passion of the Christ movie, you know, all the blood, poor Jesus carrying his cross, bleeding, you know, from the crown of thorns and the bull whips and the nail to the cross. Yeah, what about these bombs go off, these roadside bombs and these soldiers?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Did we lose him again? Oh, my God. You don't suppose? No, not in Memphis, Tennessee. Not a roadside bomb in Memphis. No. Absolutely not. Brother Sky, we'll catch you the next time your craft swings close to the earth. Thanks for checking in, pal. Who wrote this, the Cindy Sheehan song?
This is David Rovix.
All right, this was sent to us. I don't know, maybe some of you heard this. We just got it this evening. We'll play it, and then send me an email. Tell me what you think.
Casey was a good boy. He treated people well. And his mama loved him. Anyone could tell. She'd send him off to school. Pack his lunch with care. When he came back home, she hugged him with her fingers in his hair. Cindy, she loved Casey, and when all is said and done, she is every mother, and he was every mother's son. When Casey was a little older, he spent his time each week in that church in Vacaville, in the service of the meek, in the service of his city, in the service of the Lord, with his mama in the pews, all the time they could afford. And if their love alone could save us, then the world would be one. She is every mother, and he was every mother's son. People thought the priesthood was where he'd someday be. So some folks were surprised when he joined the army. The recruiter told him wouldn't have to fight. Cindy hoped this was the case, prayed for him every night. That was before they sent him to the desert with a gun. She is every mother, and he was every mother's son. His truck had no armor, and when it came under fire, it and half the soldiers in it became a funeral pyre. Cindy, she was sleeping the moment Casey died, and she knew she'd never see him standing by her side. There was no consolation, no safe place she could run. She is every mother, and he was every mother's son. The president, he told her, he died for a noble cause. But Cindy's wondering exactly what that was. Since they never found the weapons, now that Casey's gone, it seems that oil is the game, and Casey was the pawn. Cindy's got some questions, and so does everyone, because she is every mother, and he was every mother's son.
So what do you think of that? That is David Rovics. You can hear that or download it at davidrovics.com. That's DavidRovics. David Rovics, Rovics. DavidRovics.com. And it's a song for Cindy Sheehan. Huh. Stan writes in, regarding Bush's vacation, perhaps you missed it, DW is taking his vacation within a vacation in the state that recently polled the highest Bush approval ratings, 59%, I think, Stan writes. Well, that would explain it then. Even in his own state of Texas, people are starting to get sick of this guy. Okay, we're getting a few emails now that you like that song, the Casey tribute song. All right, back to the phone calls. I wonder what happened to Brother Sky Blue. I hope he didn't fall into, well, no, falling in the Mississippi River right now would mean nothing. It's only about 4 inches deep. Randy is calling from Austin, Texas. Excuse me, Austin, Texas. Hey, Randy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
I called for a couple of purposes. I just wanted to thank you all for letting us vent. It's just ridiculous how bad this has gotten. I mean, even letting us be constructively critical about the Democratic Party being one step left of the Nazi Party is not acceptable in my book. But, man, having us follow the Beatles, man, that's pretty bad. But I really appreciate what Kathy did when she put together that montage of all the administration quotes when back before the election.
Oh, yeah.
MoveOn.org was asking for a, had a competition about, had a competition for the commercial to, I'm sorry, commercial to, well, what Kathy put together was simply a montage of all the Bush administration's quotes over the years.
And oh, the one that
would be a self-defeating.
Yeah, tell me lies.
Self-defeating prophecy there.
Yeah, right.
But nonetheless, it's nice to be able to hear somebody that has the same dark sense of humor, be able to laugh at stuff that's not funny. I certainly appreciate it, and I wish I had made a better phone call.
Oh, no, your phone call. There's nothing wrong with your phone call, Randy. What?
Well, no, I just got all nervous.
Well, I get nervous every night when I come on this program. I get nervous about the right-wing lurkers who... you know, who sit out there and play with themselves while I'm on the air, because they're like the BTK killer. You know, they get some kind of sexual rush out of hearing this rush. Did I just say rush? Some kind of sexual rush out of hearing this program, and they're out there. So that makes me nervous when I think about that. That somehow I am helping these people get off. So don't feel bad about feeling nervous. I feel nervous.
Well, around
night.
Here we're working on intelligent smelling.
All right, Randy, call in again, all right?
Okay, bye.
All right, you take care. John is calling from San Diego. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks. I wanted to ask you if you're familiar with the Bohemian Grove.
That's where all the Republicans get to go play queer for a few days.
Do you know about the mock human sacrifice where they dress up in black robes and sacrifice
yes.
an effigy of a child by burning it? At
I know. They're really sick. Hold on a second. I'll come right back to you, John. Bohemian Grove. When I say they get to dress up and play queer for a couple of days, what I mean is all the men that go out there, the Republican men, they just get funky with each other and get to touch each other's asses and run around with no clothes on, and it's a very gay thing. In normal circumstances, it would just be a nude thing. But we're talking about Republicans here.
Sounds like the RNC convention.
Similar.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You've seen it in the newspapers, heard it on the radio, watched it on TV. The good news about Aleve. The good news about the strength and safety of Aleve. That just two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. No wonder Aleve is the number one pharmacist recommended pain reliever for the sixth year in a row. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Pharmacy Time survey among leading OTC oral medications for minor arthritis pain. Use as directed.
Nominated for 2 Emmy Awards, Real Time with Bill Maher returns this season to HBO. So spend your Friday nights with HBO's politically incorrect muse, Bill Maher, as he hosts more all-new season live editions of his acclaimed, controversial, cutting-edge HBO talk show, Real Time with Bill Maher. No subject is too tumultuous, taboo, or trivial for Maher and his guests. Don't miss Real Time with Bill Maher. Premieres every Friday at 11 p.m., 10 Central, beginning August 19, only on HBO.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time. Because at 5 o'clock you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears. Just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your Office PC. All your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. Since 1982, Habitat for Humanity has been building houses and hope in the countries of Asia. But for hundreds of thousands of people, hope turned to despair last December when a tsunami struck. Today, Habitat building centers are being established to provide jobs, to teach new skills, and to offer people the dignity to rebuild not only their houses, but their lives. I urge you to join me and support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your own community and around the world. Visit Habitat.org.
Keep on the sunny side.
Have a bewitching summer at Days Inns and get $250 in discount coupons every time you stay. Book your stay at DaysInn.com and enter the Stay a Spell sweepstakes. You could win 1 million trip rewards points or $100 in free gasoline, like magic.
Why don't you keep on the sunny side of life?
Days Inn, the best value under the sun. See Bewitched in theaters this summer. No purchase necessary. Legal residents 18 or older ends 9/15. Subject to rules at DaysInn.com.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Determining the size and the shape of a package, not if we have a package, it's how big will the package be.
That's the Bohemian Grove theme song, I think. Back to John in San Diego. Okay, now... talk to us about the Bohemian Grove, about the symbolic baby murder.
Yeah, they have a mock human sacrifice every summer in July, the second week of July, and there's been video taken of this and photographs taken clandestinely. And what they do is they have the audience of about 1,500 people, and there's about 100 people that gather around this huge 40-foot-tall stone idol that represents Moloch, an ancient deity in the Old Testament. And they literally wear black robes and carry torches, and they bring in a bound effigy and burn it in a sacrificial manner at an altar. And they talk about being in Babylon, and this is taken straight out of the Bible, and it's just absolutely disgusting. So I just want to know if you knew about that aspect. You said that you know about the homosexual activities, and that was reported in the Washington Post that a gay porn star worked in the Bohemian Grove. But I just want to let you know about their satanic child-murdering mock human sacrifices.
Yeah, I'd heard of that. The only question I had about it, is that when they bring out the mock baby, is that before or after Cheney and Scalia shoot the crippled doves?
You know, well, it's probably before. It's the first night to kick off the party.
Oh, is it?
It's called the creation of care. And there's been a video, a radio show host and filmmaker Alex Jones actually snuck in there in 2000 and took the first video evidence of the ceremony. And they talk about being in Babylon and
right.
Worshiping.
Well, on the other hand, though, John, you know, what's the big deal? It sounds like the typical Republican fundraiser to me. You know.
Well,
when I heard about the burning thing, it reminded me of the Burning Man Festival. I will never defend Republicans because I think they're the spawn of Satan, but at the Burning Man Festival, it's very symbolic at the end when the huge effigy of a man is burned. So maybe what they're doing here is just it's their way of saying how much they hate life and want to kill babies and are perverted and sick and degenerate thugs. What do you think?
Well, for the most part, I don't want to say all Republicans, but the Bush crime
I say
neocons really are a bunch of devil-worshipping Satanists.
They are indeed. They are indeed. Hey, John,
can
thanks.
Can I give out a website where you can see the photographs and the video?
Oh, I'd love to. What is it?
You can go to theresistancemanifesto.com and then click on the Bohemian Grove article. Again, that is theresistancemanifesto.com. My name is John Connor. I'm the author of The Resistance Manifesto. If you want to contact me, I can speak to you at length about this. It's quite interesting about their satanic perverted activities.
Oh, God, I love satanic perverted activities, especially when it's done by Republicans because they're such sick bastards. They bring a real panache to a satanic evil crap. TheResistanceManifesto.com, right?
That's it.
All right. Thanks, John. Thanks
you
for checking
it.
In. All right. Take care. And click on the Bohemian Grove article.
So you probably want to go there and see if Ashcroft still has the biggest cross.
Probably. All right. Mark is calling from Burlington, Vermont. Hey, Mark. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I really appreciate the fact of how much you hate these people.
Oh, I do. Oh, I do.
But my frustration is dealing with the Vichy Democrats these days.
Yeah.
And I'm almost apoplectic over it, Mike. I don't know. You know, I just, I'm trying to understand what, where they're coming from. There's an article in I think The Nation, recent Ari Berman's article about the fact that they're, you know, that they have to out talk the Republicans. You know?
Right. Oh, sure.
And I just don't understand it. I mean, we lost an election. Well, sort of lost an election as a result of this. Mm-hmm. And you know, the Democratic Party is going absolutely nowhere. I mean, I just wish there was a hint of.
All right, listen. I gotta let you go, Mark. You're either on a cell phone or a landline, but you're breaking up. Every other word is missing. I'm sorry, pal. If you were on a cell phone, next time you call in, you know how cell phone technology is. It really sucks. Next time you call in on a landline. Okay, we have you know, so often we try to listen to Brother Sky Blue, who calls in on a cell phone. And we ought to take up a collection. Could we get $3 together to buy him a battery, you think, if we asked everybody who listens to this program, all 30 of the listeners, to send in a dime? We would have $3.
No, I think that what happens is he just keeps rapturing.
Well, that's a possibility. He has, Brother Sky has these little mini raptures. Zip, zip. From George. Mike, have your Idaho buddy that called in about the helicopter flyover watch for a squad of SEALs flown in to hook up a sailfish to Bush's fly gear to prove once again that he is the master of everything that he attempts. Yeah, right. I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised.
Unless, of course, that is a some sort of vehicle that he is supposed to man, then he's the master of nothing.
I don't think I quite understand what you just said. But
he can't ride a bike or a Segway. He can't stay vertical or balanced on anything other than Laura Bush, apparently.
From Susan, hey, Mike, I wish this entire country would wake up and see for themselves that Bush's Saudi buddies are funneling lots of cash directly to the Iraq insurgency. That Bush's stolen Iraq oil can't be moved, never mind protected. But that makes the price of oil go up, 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 doesn't it? This criminal president is directly responsible for the IED explosions and other attacks that have killed Cindy Sheehan's son and many other mother's children. Shouldn't Bush be tried for war crimes, too? Yes. Yes, he should. If we lived in a just society, George Bush would have been removed from office a couple of years ago and put on trial. But we live in the United States of America, 2005. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
On Air America Radio.
Someone out there just beat a 17-year-old girl to death. Your job is to find him.
From the director of Batman Begins, an AMC network television premiere, Insomnia, starring Al Pacino.
This guy crossed the line.
Hilary Swank.
You haven't been sleeping much, detective.
Robin Williams.
Have you seen things yet?
3 Academy Award winners, 1 network television premiere, Insomnia. Saturday, August 20th and Sunday, August 21st at 8 p.m. A perfect thriller, says USA Today. Insomnia.
You can sleep when you're dead.
Only on AMC, TV for movie people.
I'm Gianna Garrell. This is Air America Entertainment News. Director Wes Craven's new movie Red Eye opens today, and this time the director of Scream and Nightmare on Elm Street sets his thrills at 30,000 feet, setting the movie largely on a passenger jet. If that's too scary for you, you can stay safe at home instead and catch the return of Real Time with Bill Maher tonight at 11 on HBO. Or you can wait for The Bunker, a B-list horror movie that starts shooting in Miami today with a blind director. I'm Gianna Garrell for Air America Entertainment News.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video. To find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution, it's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-900-2502. That's 1-800-900-2502. 1-800-900-2502.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jennifer Polsoni. Vioxx contributed to the death of a 59-year-old Texas man. There were design defects with the painkiller, and the drugmaker Merck was negligent. That's the ruling Friday of a jury in Texas in the lawsuit filed by the widow of Robert Ernst, who died of a heart attack in 2001. The same jury awarded her $253 million in damages. Rockets fired at two U.S. warships docked at a port in Jordan sailed over the ships, but struck a nearby hospital and a warehouse. One member of Jordan's military was killed, but no U.S. servicemen were wounded. A group that claims links with Al-Qaeda claimed responsibility. It's been confirmed that an explosion in an underground electrical vault was the cause of a blast that rocked San Francisco's financial district late Friday morning. The exact reason for the problem hasn't been pinpointed yet. A woman who was walking on the street at the time is in critical condition. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid is back at work after recovering from a mini stroke. The Nevada senator went to the hospital Tuesday after feeling lightheaded. The senator says he feels all right now and just wanted to get back to work. Anti-war protesters are standing their ground outside President Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas. They hope that a letter written by those camping out will end up in his hands. Minnesota State Senator Becky Lurie read the letter to the crowd and says the protesters are committed to thousands of families across the country who have questions about the war.
Many of our families have paid the ultimate price for your administration's lies leading up to this war in Iraq, and we all deserve answers.
Activists say they'll stay in Crawford until the end of August, despite the departure of leader Cindy Sheehan, who returned to California following her mother's stroke. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich is triggering speculation about a presidential run in 2008, Gene Culetta reports.
The Georgia Republican has met voters this year in two key political states, New Hampshire and Iowa. Today he was coy when asked to rank his ambition for the White House on a scale of 1 to 10.
I would say they're somewhere between 1 in 10. I mean, I don't think they're, I mean, who knows? It's a long way from here.
In Washington today, Gingrich shared his views on health care at the National Press Club, saying Medicaid needs an overhaul. He says that should include a crackdown on doctors submitting fraudulent claims, storing more medical records electronically, and closing the health care gap between whites and minorities. Gene Coletta, Washington.
Students at Seton Hall University in New Jersey will need a map and maybe an explanation before heading to class this fall. That's because L. Dennis Kozlowski Hall no longer exists. School officials say at the request of the former head of Tyco International, the home of the business school has been renamed Jubilee Hall. Kozlowski graduated from Seton Hall in 1968 and now faces up to 30 years in prison following his conviction on larceny and fraud charges for misusing nearly $600 million in Tyco funds. You're listening to Air America Radio News.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
I'm Angie Coiro with Mother Jones Radio. So George Bush invaded Iraq to clear out all those dangerous weapons of mass destruction. Now the whole world knows there weren't any. But there were brilliant scientists and engineers who spearheaded Saddam Hussein's earlier nuclear program, and the U.S. did nothing about it. In fact, they kept turning away one scientist who wanted to hand them prototypes and blueprints. You'll hear the whole story only on Mother Jones Radio this Sunday on the Air America Radio Network.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Arthur emailed in, and let me share this with you and then back to your phone calls. Hello, Mike. I heard you tonight discussing our vice president's hunting activities. He usually hunts in the fall near some reserve in LaGrangeville, New York. He hunts with his oil company friends who fly their business jets into Dutchess County Airport in New York. The FAA closes the airspace over the hunting grounds to air traffic. Arthur adds parenthetically, I'm a pilot. I know the guy who fuel the oil company business jets. Good old boys hunting and bonding, I guess. Probably cost thousands per pheasant when you consider the oil companies declaring their business expenses and deducting them. Makes me sick, Arthur. Yeah, regarding the oil companies, everybody knows this. If you are a liberal, conservatives don't know anything. If you're a Democrat or a liberal or a progressive thinker, conservatives and Republicans have their heads so far up Rush Limbaugh's hiney that it would never occur to them that one of the biggest scams in the history of scams is being worked on the American public right now. And that is the price of, not just the price of gasoline, but the profits that are being ripped and gouged out of this country by the oil companies. Are you aware of what's going on? It's astonishing. Nothing has changed in the past 2 years regarding supply, reserves, refining capacity, flow. What has changed is the oil companies have promoted the idea that trouble is just over the horizon, and the futures traders have bid the price of price of oil just off the chart. Now, this is not a bad thing, because the truth is that eventually oil is gone as an energy source. It's gone. But in the meantime, have you been reading some of these articles or watching some of the stuff on television, people who are asked, well, look, you know, you drive this great big Lincoln Navigator or this Ford Expedition or whatever the hell, you know, or Humvee. Aren't you concerned? Nah, hell no, I don't give a damn. What, just because gas is $2.95 a gallon? That's all right with me. Couldn't care less. I'm American. Now, not all of them have that kind of phony Mid-South accent, but you know what I'm saying. But the scams, and in the energy bill that the Republicans just passed, that takes literally billions of dollars out of the pockets of American taxpayers. Billions! Because you know what they've done? They've given subsidies! Oh, for Christ's sake, subsidies to the oil companies! Tax breaks! Subsidies! More money! And the oil companies are producing more profits than in any time in the history of the human race. Nobody, and you know, all of this is tied together. Bush's war in Iraq, the Saudis, the pipeline across Afghanistan, the Caspian Sea oil reserves, the confrontation with China that's just looming over the horizon. The dead Americans, the dead Americans, the dead Americans, the dead Americans, the dead Iraqis, the dead Americans, the wounded Americans, the butchered Iraqis, the dead Americans! So that Bush and his oil company buddies can make this kind of profit. It's unbelievable. How did we become the nation of passive sheep that we've become? I'm talking about normal people, Democrats, liberals, progressives, people who believe that when Jesus talked about healing the sick and feeding the hungry, he meant just that. I'm not talking about these right wing bastards. I'm not talking about Republicans. I'm not talking about the phony Christians. You know, I'm talking about the decent people in this country. How did we become so passive? And I'm not tossing that out rhetorically. I think about this all the time. I really do. I think about it all the time. I can remember different times in my life where I have been a witness to attempts to destroy this country, always by Republicans, always by conservatives. Whether it was Joe McCarthy, whether it was Richard Nixon, just on and on and on. Curtis LeMay, whether it was the Joint Chiefs of Staff trying to engineer fake terrorist attacks in this country during Kennedy's term, and then blaming it on Cuba. I've watched this. Reagan, and I've watched people in so many instances over the past 50 years resist. We don't resist anymore. And I just wonder about that. We let these ignorant savages, these Republicans, right-wingers, who have no claim to even being alive, because they use and destroy and pervert and murder and just uglify everything that America should stand for. They just turn it into dust, crap, destruction. Self-centered, self-referential, murderous thugs. And what are the vast majority of us, the vast majority of us who are normal? We are not Republicans. We do not listen to Limbaugh. We do not listen to this little twerp, Sean Hannity. We don't do that. We love our children. We love our families. We love our country. We love our Constitution. We love the struggle that this country has gone through for 230 years to bring justice to people denied justice. And what do these Republicans do? Everything in their power to corrupt, pollute, destroy, set back, reverse, ruin, pee all over, blow up, murder, kill. God, how did we become, the majority of us who don't think that way, how do we become such a nation of sheep? How do we allow our media to come into the hands of these Nazis and cowards? There's only two kinds of Republicans, a Nazi-like and a coward. And sometimes they kind of blend together. And if not Nazi, if Nazi offends you, okay, fascist. Okay, if that offends you, corporatist. It's all the same. Trust me. Trust me, Bubala. It's all the same. How did we do that? How did we become such a nation of sheep? Why are we sitting back on our asses waiting for September 24th, 5th, and 6th to take to the streets? Millions of us, huh? Why? I'm just curious. Just curious. I wish somebody could provide an answer. Just item after item after item that constitutes news these days about atrocity after atrocity committed domestically here at home by this Bush crime family. And this drum-beating right-wing cadre of sick, perverted talk show hosts and television talk show hosts. And, oh, my God, it's just, you know, the attack on Cindy Sheehan is just the latest example of these filthy bastards. Remember when the USS Cole was attacked and 17 American sailors died? And rather than be concerned about what an atrocity had been committed, all the right-wingers did was blame it on Clinton. You know, three missiles were fired at U.S. ships today in the port of Aqaba, I believe. Have you heard anything from these right-wing bastards talking about their filthy, filthy president and his policies that have brought this about? Do you realize that George Bush is destroying the world?
You're a nation of sheep, led by a handful of pigs. You're a nation of sheep, led by a handful of hogs. You throw away your rights and beat them to the dogs.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
The entire world.
The threat is spreading.
Billions and billions of dollars are waiting to be earned.
The conspiracy is growing.
Big pharmaceuticals right up there with the arms dealers.
And all of our lives are in the hands of two people.
There are millions of people that all need help.
From the director of City of God, and based on the international bestseller by John le Carré, comes a film top critics are calling one of the best pictures of the year.
Payoffs, cover-ups, unmarked graves.
Don't try and play detective.
Vanity Fair says it's smart, provocative, and genuinely tense.
They won't be silenced.
Edge of your seat, electrifying entertainment. Masterfully crafted, raves the Washington Post.
These people, they kill anybody.
And Entertainment Weekly declares, finally, a thriller with brains. Ralph Fiennes, Rachel Weisz.
Get out!
The Constant Gardener.
Some very nasty things live under rocks, especially in fallen gardens.
Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Experience this movie on the big screen, Wednesday, August 31st.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 22 past the hour. Michael is calling from the Bronx in New York. Michael, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike. Good to talk to you again. I got to hand it to you. Every time you play one of Bush's clips, he sounds more and more like a rap. R-A-P. Retarded as putz. But, you know, I am absolutely outraged also at the attack against Cindy Sheehan and the hypocrisy of Bush and the right-wingers saying Bush deserves to have a private life, leave him alone, let him enjoy his vacation, stuff like that. How quick they forget that, number one, it was Bush who interrupted his vacation last time around just to politicize off of the Terry Schiavo thing. And while we're at it, he's the one, along with his fellow right-wingers, that invaded on the Schiavo family's privacy. And the thing is, how many lives has Bush interrupted? How many lives has Bush has taken? Not just from this Iraq war, but even going as far back when he was governor of Texas with the countless number of executions, and some of which were against innocent people. I mean, I've had it up to here with the hypocrisy and everything. And, you know, I got a question for you. You might have the answer to this. You with me?
Oh, yeah. I haven't left. I'm here. I'm just having a beer.
I'm sorry, guy. Question is that with the amount of American soldiers that have been killed, I know there are some states that have what is called felony murder. I'm sure you heard of that.
What is it again?
felony murder.
Oh, yeah, felony murder, yeah.
Yeah. What if I suggested to you that if there was a rightful prosecutor in each of those states, and depending on if the victim, I'm talking about the fallen soldiers, was from that state, could not and should not the prosecutor file criminal charges against Bush for felony murder?
No, because Bush is operating, well, yes, morally, yes, but legally, practically, no. Bush is acting under the powers that come with the office, even though those powers are way removed from what the Constitution had in mind.
And I'm only adding to the fact about his ongoing lies regarding the war. He sees what's happening. People are telling what's happening. And he's just turning a blind eye in the ear. And I just wish the Republican Congress would just get up off their asses and take action. Not forget about just criticizing him. I think the thing is that they're afraid if they openly criticize him and take action against
him. Oh, my God.
Huh?
Go ahead. Let's just hit a wrong button here. If they openly criticize him and take action
against him, the way Democrats took against Lyndon Johnson, they feel that they're opening the door to more vulnerability and they're afraid of losing power. Duh, if they don't take action, 2006 is around the corner. Either you take action, Republican Congress, or we will by voting your asses out. Am I not correct?
Well, I hear you. Michael, I hope what you say is true. Thanks for checking in, pal.
You got it, buddy. Have a good night.
All right, you too. But I think most of us understand that when an organization like the Bush crime family and the Republican Party, which is almost as bad, perhaps worse, when you have two criminal enterprises like this, whether they are strictly involved in drugs, prostitution, gambling, whatever, or if they're geopolitical crime families that are involved in the theft of other countries' natural resources or the accumulation of power, dominance, global markets, whatever. You know, whatever it is. They do not willingly give up power. That just doesn't happen. Power becomes not a means of achieving something, and I think we talked about this a few weeks ago, it becomes an end unto itself. Power is what these people are involved in. And Mao's Little Red Book in talking about the overthrow of the so-called nationalist Chinese in that country all those years ago, Mao's famous quote that I can't quote it, but it's something about power comes, true power comes from the barrel of a gun. The power that has been accumulated in this country into the hands of corporations, and yes, corporations, absolutely. This is a corporate state now. The power that has been accumulated into the hands of corporations in their support of these right-wing sociopaths that now run the country is unprecedented. There's never been anything like this. And it's not going to be given up. It's going to have to be taken back.
It's like earning capital. I earned capital in the campaign, political capital, and now I intend to spend it. It is my style. That's what happened in after the 2000 election. I earned some capital. I've earned capital in this election, and I'm going to spend it.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When Mary bought the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front-load washer, she made a big impact at work.
I've noticed some real changes in Mary. Now she's here at the office so early, she snags the best parking spaces, like the one I used to have. She used to be unprepared in meetings, but now, she's even caught the eye of my boss. Just yesterday, he wondered aloud,
why can't she be more like Mary?
Mary's the new vice president. You're going to love that new office, Mary. I did.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune High Efficiency Washer, which has the largest front load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is energy efficient, which saves money. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10-16-05. See Maytag.com for details.
Someone out there just beat a 17-year-old girl to death. Your job is to find him.
From the director of Batman Begins, an AMC network television premiere. Insomnia. Starring Al Pacino.
This guy crossed the line.
Hilary Swank.
You haven't been sleeping much, Detective.
Robin Williams.
Have you seen things yet?
Three Academy Award winners. One network television premiere. Insomnia. Saturday, August 20th and Sunday, August 21st at 8 p.m. A perfect thriller, says USA Today. Insomnia.
You can sleep when you're dead.
Only on AMC. TV for movie people.
I'm Gianna Garrell. This is Air America Entertainment News. Hollywood is taking another crack at the joystick. Principal photography is set to begin today on Blood Rain, the latest film project inspired by a hot video game. The heroine, Rain, is played by Kristanna Loken. You might remember her as the female Terminator from T3. As in the video game, Rain hunts vampires, including one played by Oscar winner Ben Kingsley. And where is principal photography taking place? Transylvania. I'm Gianna Garrell for Air America Entertainment News.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Hi, man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-WORKINGMAN.
Is Cindy Sheehan the catalyst of crisis for the Bush presidency? Pat Buchanan thinks so. What about you? We'll hear from roving reporter Rose Aguilar, who is touring the reddest parts of the USA, and will strategize next steps for the peace movement with Kathy Kelly from Voices in the Wilderness. Then a how-to on keeping counterculture alive from the organizer of this year's Howl Festival, and psychologist Dr. Robert J. Lifton on uprooting superpower violence. It's all on the Laura Flanders Show this weekend on Air America Radio.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Doesn't that make you want to get up and dance? All right, a couple of quick emails here, then back to your phone calls. This is from Nathan. Mike, I was just listening to your rant on oil profits and passive Americans. You're wondering about how we've become a nation of sheep. Here's the answer. Stuff. We have a lot of it, and we need none of it. Stuff controls our lives and shifts our concerns to things that are meaningless. Drop your cable TV and stop eating garbage. Sell your new SUV and drop your cell phone. See how many bills you can live without. Pull yourself away from everything you've ever known. Then look and see what is before your eyes. See what everything comes from and goes to. Meditate. Become aware and conscious. Breathe. See yourself. Look at everyone else. You will see what matters because you care about it. Then sacrifice, love, and find happiness. The world cannot take anything away from you. You will have true power. Well, I remember back when I believed that. That was when I was listening to a lot of Moody Blues back in the early 70s. And I know there's just a mountain of truth here. But I am a flawed, weak human being, and there's no way that I can... I know it's a choice. It's been suggested to me by a couple of people whom I really respect. You know, you ought to get out of the business you're in, Malloy. You know, stop. What are you doing? You're not doing anything. Except, you know, every night participating in a huge wash of frustration and rage and anger. That's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for your audience. Yeah, on a certain level, that's probably true. But I have tried to be an enlightened soul, and if there is anything to afterlife, which I thoroughly do not believe, but if there is anything to repeating the cycle and staying on the wheel of birth and death until one becomes an enlightened individual, then, okay, maybe next time. Maybe the 10,000th or 1 millionth or 30 billionth time after this one, I can get some enlightenment. I am not an enlightened human being. I'm not. I've said before, I had a good friend one time tell me that, she said, you know, you're a very young soul. You haven't learned anything. And you're going to suffer for it. But the suffering is good, so embrace it. And I thought, what the hell are you talking about? But, you know, I can figure that part of it out intellectually. Can't you? Come on. We're not getting too deep here. This is easy stuff. You can pretty much tell, or someone can observe you and tell. Someone who's enlightened to any degree can observe you and tell if you're an old soul, young soul, whatever, if you believe that stuff, which I don't. But casting aside the arrogance that I display when I say I don't believe that stuff, the possibility does exist, right? Just like I've said it before, like Leonard Cohen has said many times, there's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets through. Okay. All right. Okay. I have great respect for enlightened individuals, and you don't have to be a Gandhi or a Martin Luther King Jr. You know, you can be Joe Nobody or Mary walking down the street. You know, you don't have to be anybody, and you can be highly enlightened. Nobody will ever know it, but you know it, right? So yeah, I appreciate what Nathan wrote, but. At least if this is nothing more for me, I don't know what it is for you, but if it's nothing more for me than another turn of that wheel, I'm kind of condemned programmed or essentialized to be right where I'm at. Right? Huh? Isn't that true too? This is from Tammy in L.A. This is regarding gasoline. Mike, I've always been in favor of charging European levels for gasoline with the proviso that the extra funds be used to develop both alternative energy sources and a vast public transportation system. But though the energy bill is just another in a long list of atrocities committed in the last 4+ years, it is in many ways the absolute most egregious. And how right you are about Bush destroying the world. He came along at just the right time, a nation set up to hate anything political, combined with the tragedy of 9/11, combined with the cabal of evil, evil people who will do anything to win anything. There are no rules in their world. Urinate on the grave of a grieving mother, son? Absolutely. Destroy a triple amputee for political gain? You bet. We can't play by their rules or we become them. But damn, we've got to get more control of the airways. It's the only way we can win. Well, that and giving a spine transplant to every Democrat in the United States Congress. Tammy in L.A. Yeah, okay. I hear you. A couple of emails from Tammy and Nathan. Back to your phone calls. Back to your phone calls. Ray is calling from Minnesota. Ray, welcome to the program.
My dear friend Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I hope you got my email on August the 11th, Mike. It was a long one, I'll warn you.
Well, I get maybe
8 truckloads a day, right?
Yeah, 200 or 300 a day. I swear to God, I do.
Okay, but I hope you can find it because, number one, I want to apologize to everybody because my webmeisters were in Alaska for the last several weeks, and we've got a lot of catching up to do. But secondly, Mike, I'll say on the air what I said to you on August the 11th in the email. We need to begin to have a discussion across this country through committees towards the eventual declaration. I'm going to call it a People's Declaration of a State of Emergency. This guy has to go, and he has to go now. And if we've got to put 150 million people in the streets to bring this empire down, then we better do it now. I'm tired of the intellectualizing. I love democracy now, and I love Air America, but I think there's way too much. That's what I love about you. You just scream and yell. Thank the goddess for you. I've had it up to here. I listened to Arianna Huffington tonight droning on, and I know she means well, but enough of the intellectualizing already. We've got to get this guy out of office now, not 3 years from now. And I don't care how it's done at this point.
Well, yeah, but you can't fall into that. Like my emailer just said, you get too far into that,
or I get too far into it.
We become them.
No, I'm not advocating craziness or violence or any of that. I'm advocating an awakening of the American people. I'm advocating something, Mike, that will electrify the muscle tone and the body politic of this country. I just listened to this horrible woman earlier tonight. I don't know if you've ever heard of her. I mentioned her in the email. Janet Parshall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. She's a talk show host, isn't she?
She's the Axis Sally of our time.
Right.
The woman ought to do time for what she... And then she's got her husband, this little slime bag lawyer, all your worst stereotypes about right-wing lawyers. We need to get tough with these people. And I'm as frustrated as you are. You know, this thing you did earlier tonight about some craziness about gravity.
Yeah, right.
Now, Mike, this is what John Ralston Saul calls the Great Leap Backward. This is the great Canadian scholar, John Ralston Saul, the Great Leap Backward. And thank goddess, I do happen to believe in, you know, acknowledge a creator, who and what she is, I don't know and I don't care. I don't think we need to lose any sleep over that. But I do thank her for you, for your Kathy, the baby, the mighty Marge. That'll teach us not to stereotype Indiana. That lady is great.
Yes, she is.
But I do want people to get back on our website, www.kalpuli.net. As I said, we've been a little lax the last several weeks. My webmeisters were gone, but get on our website. Let's have this discussion, at the very least, Mike, a discussion about a people's declaration of a state of emergency from the bottom up to teach the Karl Roves of this world that they're not going to get away with what they've been doing.
Well, I'm in total, complete agreement with you, Ray. I'm not sure exactly how to do that unless we can put 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 million people in the streets.
There you go.
If we can do that, then this regime is history.
Yeah.
Because it is run by cowards and bullies, yeah, and the people who supported our cowards, down to the last little slimy, crawling Republican out there who says that Bush is a good leader. If we can put that many people out in the streets, then we've won. Ray, got a boogie. Thank you, sir.
Keep it up, brother.
All right. Appreciate your call.
Hussein, oh, please don't get me wrong. If it's free and Iraqi people you're after, then why have we waited so long? Why didn't we sort this out last time? Was he less evil then than he is now? The stock market holds the answer to why him, why here, why now? 'Cause it's all about the price.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Someone out there just beat a 17-year-old girl to death. Your job is to find him.
From the director of Batman Begins, an AMC network television premiere, Insomnia. Starring Al Pacino.
This guy crossed the line.
Hilary Swank.
We haven't been sleeping much, Detective.
Robin Williams.
Have you seen things yet?
3 Academy Award winners. 1 network television premiere, Insomnia. Saturday, August 20th and Sunday, August 21st at 8 p.m. A perfect thriller, says USA Today. Insomnia.
You can sleep when you're dead.
Only on AMC. TV for movie people.
Whatever you're doing this summer,
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Attention, investors. Are you looking for above-average returns and willing to speculate in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energies, and specifically unleaded gasoline. Refineries are running near capacity. Asian demand, most especially China, is presenting increased pressure on worldwide supplies. The Middle East continues to be a hotbed of uncertainty. Learn how to position yourself in these exciting markets right now. Discover your investment options for the future. Call Barclay Financial for a free special market report on energies, and as a bonus, we'll send you a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 800-774-7007. That's 800-774-7007. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. Thanks to our crew for exemplary work tonight and all this week. Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac and David Fizikas, the three horsemen of the apocalypse in New York. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Illinois, Mark Marshall in New York, and Jim in Arkansas, the four horsemen of the apocalypse scattered around the country. And She Who Must Be Obeyed, Catherine Bay, our executive producer. Also, thanks to David Rovix, davidrovix.com, for a song for Cindy Sheehan, and waxaudio.com for Imagine This. Back to your phone calls here. Trey is calling from Arizona. Trey, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Well, thanks, Mike. Hey, I just love your show.
Well, thank you.
And I gotta say something. I recently became a father. When I learned of all this, I was listening to Air America all the time, and I logged on to your website, and I saw the pictures of your baby, and it just made me confident that I could be a father. And your baby's beautiful, and thank you very much for that.
Well, that's very kind of you. It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Oh, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Don't count on any sleep, though.
Oh, I'm well aware of that.
Yeah. Just say goodbye to sleep.
We had a couple months there where she was sleeping, and then the teeth started coming in. So.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's it. That's
yeah.
It's, we're going through the same thing now, and I'll tell you, it's I don't know. We try to catch naps during the day occasionally, but forget about going to bed, having 8 hours, and getting up feeling like you just had a nice night's sleep.
You know what? I... After 4 hours, I feel like I'm the king of the world.
Said, wait a minute. See, Kathy, it's not just us. All right, now the real reason you called, Trey.
Yeah, no, I told the guy that I was calling about Sheehan, and I am, and I want to know how to support her with a young child here. We can't. I would love to drive out there, you know, and I'd love to support her, but I want to know, you know, if there's a foundation or something, we can send food or support to that camp out there.
The in Crawford, Texas, what is it, Kathy? The peace. What is it, Kathy?
The Peace House.
The Peace House in Crawford, Texas, is that the name of it? If you do a Google on that, do an internet search on that, Trey, you will find an address. Now, when Cindy called in here this past week, and said that when she showed up out there, the Peace House in Crawford had about $3 in the bank, and their $90,000 mortgage has been paid off now with donations coming in. That's a good way. The other way is to support her or her movement is to do you know the best way to catch butterflies?
I don't know the best way.
The best way to catch butterflies is to find a meadow where butterflies hang out and get comfortable and sit down, and then just try to imagine, this is going to sound weird, that you're a flower and the butterfly will come to you. So the best way to help Cindy Sheehan might be to just, of course, with the baby, this is a little bit hard. Just kind of think and leave your mind open, and it will come to you how to do it. Because you're right. Most of us who have little kids, we can't truck down to Crawford, Texas. We can't do it. We want to. You know, I could hop on a plane and be down there tomorrow, but that would leave all the responsibility of Molly with Kathy, and that's not fair, and yada, yada, yada. So...
Right.
Just open up your wait. Something will present itself. You've already expressed the desire to help, so that
absolutely, yeah.
Well, that in itself is you've just activated a magnet. Something will be attracted to that magnet, and
well, I'll tell you, Mike. We're sitting here in the mountains of Arizona, and I don't think many people know that there are mountains. And that Arizona is actually nice and comfortable. It's not a totally hot desert.
Right.
You know, and there is a station in Phoenix which broadcasts Air America, but for the most of us outside of that range, we listen to you on the web, and there are a lot of us out here that would just love to help. And mm-hmm. outside of metropolitan areas, it's really tough, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Hey, listen, do you have a pen or something to write with?
Absolutely.
Okay. The a website that you can go to that will give you some information to help is, it's all letters, gsfp.org.
Okay.
gsfp.org. Go to that website and... You'll get as much information as you could possibly want, you know, about how to help. And bless you for I mean, I don't dispense blessings, I can't. But the cosmic hoo-ha, the hairy thunderer.
Hey, I feel it, man.
Yeah, will bless you, whoever he or she is. Those are good thoughts, and they'll work out. Trey, thanks. I got a boogie. You have a nice weekend out there in the mountains of Arizona. Okay, take care, sir. And everybody who I left on hold, I'm sorry, I apologize. Beat me, flay me, make me do bad talk radio. I'll see you Monday, all right? Take care, watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy, this is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
Malloy on Air America Radio. You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false?
No, Senator. I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation?
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than